Good morning, listeners. Wonderful to have your company here on our regular Thursday morning Community Conversations program. As always, I have a fascinating guest here in the studio, but before I introduce her, a little trivia question for you, listeners. What was the most significant event that happened worldwide in 1989? What was the most significant event? I'll give you a little clue. It happened in Europe. It was, of course, the fall of the Berlin Wall 30 years ago, the end of the Cold War, so to speak. But at the same time as that, right here in the valley, there was something else that was happening, kicking off 30 years ago. And, of course, it was the Healesville Environment, if I get that right, Watch Incorporated. Huey was born 30 years ago. So at the same time as the Berlin Wall came down, Huey came up, or something like that. And here in the studio this morning to talk about Huey and the amazing things that they have... Well, we're not going to talk about all the things that have happened in the 30 years. We're going to talk about what's happening at the moment and what's coming up for Huey. We have here in the studio Karen Garth. Hi, Karen.
Good morning, Bruce.
Wonderful to have you with us. I know you've just sort of almost flown in a couple of days ago from elsewhere, so thank you for arranging to be here today. And big celebrations, 30 years. This Sunday, actually, a big environment day and sort of a workshop thing.
Yes, on Sunday at the Memo Hall in Healesville, we're back to the Nan Francis Room, where 30 years ago we held our first Huey meetings. It was then called Healesville Heritage Watch, HW, but several years later when amalgamation was looming and we felt we were covering some broader issues, we had a slight name change to Healesville Environment Watch, so now we became Huey. But essentially, we're still the same entity. We just slightly broadened our focus.
Yeah, and the focus right back then, Karen, I was just reading a little bit, and it's all on the website too, by the way, huey.org.au, but there's an amazing history article there about that watershed meeting, which was formed to look at, well, to care for heritage buildings, properties, but also the environment, and to coordinate groups around the place. A wonderful story here from Robert Martin. Well, he was the original chair, but I can't pronounce his surname, Lou...
Spelchero.
There you go. Thank you for rescuing me there. But Lou's written an article there about the amazing 30 years of Huey since 1989. Hey, thanks for being a part of Community Conversations here this morning on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. My very special guest in the studio is Karen Garth. She's a committee member and membership officer for Huey, Healesville Environment Watch Incorporated, and she's one of the committee, an amazing group of people that coordinate a whole lot of members and other people who are involved in the activities as volunteers and so on of Huey. And a big shout out to Maureen, to Evelyn, to Steve, to Lou and the rest of the committee, of course we're all very excited about the big 30th Environment Day celebrations on Sunday, aren't we, Karen?
Well, it's a great achievement, Bruce. I'm sure many of your listeners are volunteers, even committee members for organisations, and we all know how tired we can get, how busy, and to keep an entity going for 30 years is no mean feat. So it is something to celebrate. We're doing a short look back on what we have achieved. But we're also looking to the future, so we have some speakers coming along, one from Monash University, talking about how can we share the factual information about the climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also got a group of young climate change activists from the local area. They're in their primary school years. So they're our future as well. They're probably thinking of us as quite old. but, you know, we've been hanging on there, and their activities are giving us hope for the future as well.
Mm. I was just noting too, Karen, that Environment Victoria is 50 years old on the 30th of this month. So there you go.
Yes, that's
pretty amazing too.
Yes, I'm going along to help them celebrate. But also, we share our 30th anniversary with the ABC Gardening Australia program. And the Friends of Helmeted Honeyeater celebrated their 30th year. And Landcare Australia celebrated its 30th, even though it started in Victoria five years before. So a lot was happening in 1989. Yes.
A lot of people with a social conscience and environmental conscience doing something about it, which was really fantastic. And we've got an opportunity to come along, of course, on Sunday. It's open to anyone, isn't it, Karen?
Yes, we've got a couple of places left.
I shouldn't say it too loud then, should I? I think you did say before coming on air that you're nearly full.
Well, we've comfortably seating 50 people. If we've got some listeners that would really love to come to celebrate that haven't heard about it, we can squeeze a couple more in. We have got the Mayor coming, Councillor McAllister and Councillor Cox. A few other invited guests who we have worked with as partnerships, particularly Melbourne Water. So we're trying to engage everybody who was there at the beginning through that 30-year journey. But as I said, we're still looking to the future. What is the future for our organisation? Volunteering does get a little bit harder. We've got pressures where the internet makes our communication much easier, but it can make us all a bit lazy about actually doing something. So I think many of your listeners, again, will know those challenges for all of our organisations, and Huey needs to decide as well, what will the next 5, 10, 20, 30 years look like for us?
And it would be remiss if we didn't, in passing, mention the amazing David Blair as well, Karen, who sadly passed away last month, tragically, and was an active member of Huey as well.
Yes, and the work David did in a professional as well as personal level for the environment, we're just so grateful for. He was part of a great team at ANU. And even for the local scout movement, he is sorely missed.
And for those of you that didn't hear, that was the result of a tragic skiing accident. A young dad. So, and you're a part of community conversations here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. I'm Bruce Argyle, and I was commenting earlier about the amazing range of things that are happening around the valley at the moment. I should say perhaps array of things, because array is, of course, Yarra backwards. The Yarra Valley Opera kicks off tomorrow night, the 18th of October, and they've got some amazing productions. The one tomorrow night is the gala opening night, The Enchanted Pig. There's still tickets available for the Yarra Valley Opera. It's the only full Australian opera that's in the country in regional areas, and there's a whole range of events then happening over the next 10 days. So be a part of that. We have a special guest on the Art Journal show this morning, Dr. Hewan Jarvis, who is coordinating the sculpture exhibition at Yearing Station, which is on right now. So be a part of that. If you haven't seen the sculpture exhibition, you'll hear all about it today on Cora's Art Journal show. That's absolutely fantastic. And of course, we have the third of the Open Studios events coming up, the Warburton Highway Group, on November the 9th and 10th, so that's 2 or 3 weeks away. And we've already had Maroondah Highway and Melba Highway events, and lots of amazing Open Studios artists, people who are making and doing things all over the place. So be a part of that. Aren't we fortunate to have so many things happening around the place? But right now we're talking about the 30th anniversary of Huey, Healesville Environment Watch Incorporated. And we've already given a shout out to Maureen Bond, the amazing secretary who coordinates a whole lot of these things, and Evelyn and Steve and Lou and all the people at Huey. But right in the studio, we've got Karen Garth, who is the membership officer and committee member. And I'm thinking, Karen, we should, for people who don't know Huey so well, we should just talk a little bit about some of the things that you are involved with right now, some of the activities. There's all sorts of things. I get tired just reading your newsletter here of all the things that are going on. Shall we whet their appetite? We've got a powerful owl, spotlight leader Claire Warsop, coming up on Friday the 25th. We've got Haining Farm, the Mount Tullibuong and District Land Care. event happening on Saturday, October the 26th. We've got Mount Toolibawong and District Landcare AGM. We've talked about Environment Victoria. There's a whole lot of other things, aren't there?
We like to spread the word. And what Huey does and a lot of other organisations is we work together to promote each other's activities. Just to mention, though, I have found out that Powerful Hour talk and Spotlight has been cancelled as the speakers moved interstate.
Didn't give a hoot.
No, I was trying to go myself, and when I couldn't book in, I got a message back saying, okay. Unfortunately, again, when you know we've got speakers who get then other opportunities, and nobody else could stand in such short notice. So we'll all have to skip that one.
Okay, that's all right. But we could go to the Friends of Corin Dirk Working Group that Dave Wandon's operating. He's looking for people, isn't he?
He is.
So that's, well, where do we find out more about that? We go to wandoonestate@gmail.com by the looks of it. Anyway.
Yes, and if you just send that email or if you look up the Wandoon Estate website, you'll be able to get in contact with people about that event. And it's great that we've got so many different things happening. Again, we're based on caring for the land, sometimes on that very hands-on tree planting or weed control work. And importantly for a group like Huey is its lobbying activities. We do education, we have a council grant where I'm engaged in providing some educational activities. We've signed people up to River Health Scheme projects where they get money for revegetation, weed control along the Graceburn in Hillsville. That's the creek that runs right through the centre of town. We've been working along there with Hillsville Primary School for 20 years.
Wow.
Revegetating in and around Queen's Park.
And doing a great job too, Karen. Well done.
Well, the kids love it and so do we. And we love their enthusiasm. And it's important that we act locally. Sometimes our environmental messages can, and the bad news can get us down, whilst we're still striving to have the positive messages put out. And that's why we've got our guest speaker from Monash University coming, James Goldie, is going to talk to us on Sunday about how do we get the factual, scientific, positive messages out to the community. And, you know, again, practical things we can do to keep the news there and in people's awareness. And we really are having a call to action as well. It's all very well for us to talk about things, but we still have to act. And if we don't, then who's going to?
Do you think the challenges now, compared with 30 years ago, are similar or different?
I think they're harder for us. My 30 years of being involved in the group, I've seen the internet now take over a lot of our communication. I feel that it makes it very easier for us to pass information on. You can click a button to sign a petition as a call to action. But at the ground level, we groups have got to survive by having active members because we've got admin tasks that we must perform to remain incorporated. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword. It helps us in the perhaps when we want quick responses to activities, but we still need that long-term commitment from members and active members to keep our group and, as others would know, their groups going as well.
And Cora, our producer this morning, and myself are proud Huey members, of course. And if you're not a member of Huey, there's a small membership fee. You can find out all about it on their website, huey.org.au. As simple as that, sign up and support Huey by becoming a member and by getting involved in some of their activities. That's fantastic. They're an amazing not-for-profit community group. And we're talking Huey here, 30-year celebrations of Hillsville Environment Watch Incorporated, an amazing achievement. Started in the same year as the Berlin Wall came down. Wow, 1989, that seems like a long time ago. But They have done some amazing work. Have a look on the website, huey.org.au, and you'll see some of those stories. They've also got a Facebook page, or you can give them a call on 5962-5982. That's an easy number to remember. 5962-5982 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. There's someone there answering the phone, but otherwise send them an email. There's an opportunity on their website where you can make contact, and if you're interested in becoming a member or volunteering or whatever, in fact, let's talk about volunteering, Karen, because there's never enough people, and there's so many. We were just talking about that off air, weren't we? There's so many opportunities, and yet it seems to be harder and harder to get people to, you know, come along on the day or do whatever. Listen, what are the opportunities for volunteering with Huey? Just whet our appetite a little.
Well, it'd be great if we could get an ex-accountant to come along and be our treasurer. We have a lovely treasurer, Bronwyn, and I assist her with bookkeeping. So we're kind of job sharing that role. And Bronwyn works full time and has other family commitments. Mm. I'm combining several hats with part-time work and a few other organisations. So that'd be a great opportunity for somebody out there, an ex-accountant.
There you go.
Or a professional bookkeeper who might like to come along and be our treasurer. All of our positions are vacant. Our AGM will be on Thursday, the 14th of November.
Isn't it? Mm.
At the Living and Learning Centre in Hillsville, which is where we hold all of our meetings. Again, a great partner for us for many, many years. We're, I guess, looking for people, in my mind, who've just even a year or two's commitment. We don't want to bog everybody down for the next 30 years, and issues do come and go. And I think for any group, our strengths are our enthusiasm. So if you've got an issue that's passionate and you think our group can take that on and you can help with actions for that, then that's the kind of people I think we need. We don't need people ringing up and saying, you must do something about this, because we're just a group of six reasonably active people, but with other constraints on our time.
Hmm.
So it's always that challenge of what needs to be done, but who can do it, and what is the most efficient use of our volunteer time.
Mm. Well done to the team of you, and I know you coordinate a lot of other of us members and volunteers and that do some amazing work locally. And it is local work, isn't it, Karen?
Oh, it's definitely local. We do an annual clean-up day in Queen's Park every year. And we'll go from right down at Maroondah Highway, way up through the Oval and around the little EMX track.
Great.
We've got our annual planting with Hillsville Primary School every June. Mm-hmm. We also do a water bug exercise with their grade 3-4s.
Water bug?
Water bug. So basically think platypus food.
Ah, okay.
So in Queen's Park, we take samples of what we call freshwater invertebrates. So we stir up the mud. We kind of knock the branches and leaves around the edge of the water, and we dip the nets into deep pools, and sometimes we end up with a rare little fish, a mountain galaxia. So you never know what we're going to find, and it's a great activity for students because what they discover is what they look for. So there's no right or wrong, there's no competition, and then they'll often go home with a couple of little critters that they're going to further investigate. So that's their choice. And again, it gives us great pleasure to share that part of our natural environment with those students.
Well done, well done. We're talking Huey, and you're listening to the voice of Karen Garth, who's one of the committee members of Huey. And we're doing that in advance of their 30-year celebrations this coming Sunday. Let's give us the details again of that, Karen, and where people need to come, or they need to let us know they're coming, because it's nearly full, isn't it?
So yes, again, a few places left for anybody really keen to come. We're kicking off at 10:15 at the Memo Hillsville in the Nan Francis Room, and that's where we started our meetings 30 years ago.
But don't just turn up, because there may not be a seat.
No, you must reply to the number that Bruce read out before, or via our website to Maureen, our secretary. And also, if you're coming and you've got a dietary requirement, we need to know pretty soon. So our lovely caterer, Susanna, can make sure we've got some food for you.
Because it's going to be a birthday cake, isn't it?
Oh, there's going to be birthday cake. I'm organising the candles. So that's why we ask, come along at 10:15 so you're there for the birthday cake at 10:30. And a great guy called Bruce Argyle is going to be our MC.
Yeah, but come along anyway.
Yeah, don't let that put you off. We'll have a welcome to country from Uncle Dave Wandon, who again has come along to our events with Hillsville Primary School in Queen's Park and gives a wonderful welcome to country, truly from
does.
The heart, and he's a great local. We'll do a quick slideshow or photo point, whatever you call it these days, by Steve on our history. James Goldie from Monash Uni will be our keynote speaker. But then we've got Malika Steele and the kick-ass climate activists, a local
looking forward to
new
that.
Youth group coming to tell us why they formed, why have they been spurred into action, and perhaps, how can we work together with them. Then we're going to have some lunch and relax. We've got plenty of time for networking and meeting old and new friends. And then we've got a short questionnaire for our members and other attendees as to, where do we think we're going, or what is our vision for the environment for the Yarra Valley? So
that will be fascinating.
Three very simple questions, and you've got the opportunity to follow up with us or us follow up with you. And then to finalise, we've got a wonderful film by Marley Lopez Hope called The Great Forest, which is narrated by Auntie Joy Wandon. A most beautiful film, wonderful narration, and some of us have seen it. It used to be played up at the Forest Discovery Centre, and it's something that we've shown before, but we really feel is a wonderful way to end our day of celebration.
And that'll finish up at 2:30 if the MC's on his toes. And you're with Bruce Argyle here on Community Conversations. And as I was saying earlier, lots and lots of things happening. A couple of people were wanting to know the details for Yarra Valley Opera Festival. So I'll give you those now. If you go to the website gertrudeopera.com.au, that's G-E-R-T-R-U-D-E, opera.com.au, you'll see all the details of the amazing range of events that are happening between the 18th and the 27th of October. There's The Enchanted Pig. There's four productions of that, which is a delightful fairy tale English opera with hilarious twists and turns. There is the production of Macbeth. Many of us have studied Macbeth way back then. It's a classic Italian opera through a new lens. And there's the Opera Cup, the very, very, very short history of opera, which is navigated by Michael Veitch, our very own. He navigates 400 years of opera to be enlightened and entertained. And those events are all happening either here in the Memo Hall in Healesville or at various venues around the valley. So many of those are at, at Alinda Yarra in Yering. But go on to the Gertrude Opera website and you'll see all those amazing details. And I would be very remiss, Anne-Marie Manders and her team are hosting an amazing art exhibition at Waratina Lavender Farm between the 12th and the 20th of October. So you've got about three more days to get to that, between 10 and 4. And it's an opportunity to see the art exhibition that they're hosting for the Mount Evelyn and Yarra Valley Art Society. And it's just a gold coin donation. It's a wonderful collection by talented local artists. So if you're looking for something to do up until the 20th of October, between 10 and 4, get down to the Waratina Lavender Farm in Wandon. And if you have inquiries about that, give them a call on 5964 4650. And yes, go Anne-Marie, amazing what you and your team do down there. But for this morning, gee, time is ticking by, but my very special guest here in the studio is Karen Garth. She's one of the amazing Huey team, Healesville Environment Watch Incorporated. And I think we've already told them what's happening on Sunday, Karen, but just to whet our appetite, what might be happening in the future for Huey? Are there plans afoot? Do you think that the organisation will be continuing to do the amazing things they have been with students and schools and the local environment. Do you think that will continue?
Yes, Bruce. We're continually engaging with other groups in the community. I'm hoping in the next few weeks to do some spotlight walks with Hillsville Scouts along
Great.
The Watts River. We had a lovely excursion last year where we had a platypus survey, and we think we saw a platypus in the distance.
Okay.
Can't verify it. But we learnt the scientific techniques, and particularly what we're training the scouts, and also when we do it with the Girl Guides, is mm-hmm. that science takes time. And so it can be very hard just to sit there for even 10 minutes by the side of a stream looking for that elusive animal. But as well, you see other things, you know, birds moving about, and you're perhaps smelling the gum leaves. So we're engaging with those youth groups. I've got a walk with the Hillsville Garden Club coming up next month, and we're going to be looking at one of our local orchid reserves in Juliet Avenue, Hillsville.
Okay, okay.
We did a walk with the Garden Club last year, again along the Watts River. You get a bit tired trying to think, you know, what else have we got going on?
But yes.
We're also constantly networking with Chum Creek Landcare, with Mount Toolibawong and District Landcare, lobbying with the Yarra River Keepers Association to look after our wonderful Yarra River catchment area. Again, a plug for our AGM. We're quite actively seeking a few new fresh committee members.
It's the 14th of November at Hillsville Living and Learning Centre. What time is that?
It'll be 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Terrific.
It'll be short and sweet because we've got our big event on the Sunday and we'll all be a bit tired after that. But I think it's also a time, once we'll have got a few responses for our questions from members and guests, it probably is good opportunity for us to think about that strategic direction for Huey. So that's something I'm particularly keen to further. Perhaps we revisit a strategic plan or actually formalise one, and then realistically think about what we can achieve in the future.
Terrific. You're listening to Karen Garth, and if you want to know more about Huey, just go on to their website, huey.org.au, or their Facebook page, or give them a call on Tuesday and Thursday, 5962-5982. But the simplest way to be informed on what's happening with Huey and a whole lot of those activities that we've been talking about this morning is to become a member for a modest fee of Huey, become a supporter. Even if you can't get involved in the activities, be a member. Put your hand up and join Huey and support them. And Karen, we're almost out of time. Any last thoughts today that you want to share with listeners?
Bruce, I just wanted to give a special thanks to Yarra Rangers Council. They have supported us with the Community Partnership Grant to get our community engagement activities happening, which I facilitate. They've given us a lovely grant to help pay for the food for all of our wonderful guests on Sunday. And we've also get support from a regular Melbourne Water grant. And without those sponsorships or funding opportunities, our small membership fee just wouldn't enable us to continue the activities that we do. So whilst in some ways part of that money, well, perhaps it's our rates or our taxes at work, it's a great way to spend our money.
Yes.
And a little bit of that money goes an awful long way for we community groups. So again, we do appreciate our partners.
Thank you so much, Karen. Thank you, listeners, for being a part of our program today, and look forward to your company same time next Thursday.